If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Nehemiah chapter number 6. Nehemiah chapter number 6. It's always an honor and a privilege to get to preach God's word. Amen.
Amen.
I don't take it lightly, and I love God's word. Amen. Amen. Let's all stand for the reading of God's word. So we'll read a couple verses, and then we'll get at it. Nehemiah chapter number 6 and verse number 1. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem and Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had built the wall and that there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, 'Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono.'" That's bad right there, amen.
Amen.
"And plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief." And the Bible says, "And I sent messengers unto them, saying, 'I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down.'" Let me read that again. "So that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it, and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner." With the Lord being our helper, we're going to preach tonight. Stay on the wall. Amen.
Amen.
Stay on the wall. Let's pray. Father God,
amen. Bless
we
him.
Love
bless
you, God. I pray for giving my
yes,
sins first
help.
For us. I pray in through yourself and filling with
yes,
your spirit
help.
So I can preach what thus says the Lord. God,
please,
we need
Father,
you
we beg the name
in this
Jesus.
Time. We're all preachers and preaching wives and preachers that's in the ministry. So God, I pray you help us. I pray you encourage us. I pray you strengthen us for this battle. God, we need you. We need you more than anything else, God. And I pray you help us. I pray you use us. In Jesus' name, pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Stay on the wall, amen. I got woken up out of my sleep, and this thought and this verse jumped out at me. I thought I had another message going on. I thought I had it all situated. You know, you think that the Lord's going to use this message, and you wake up in something totally different. Well, that's the state of frame I'm in right now. Well, this thought, book of Nehemiah is a challenging and it's encouraging because Nehemiah did something. He stayed on the wall. The Bible says, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah." There's always going to be some people that want to stop you and hinder you from doing the work of God. And these are the people that was trying to stop him, trying to hinder him. The Bible said, "Now it came to pass when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem, the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies, the rest of our haters." If you serve God for a day, for 2 seconds, you're going to have some haters, amen. You're going to have some people that's opposed you. You're going to have some people that's against you. You're going to have people trying to stop you from doing the work of God. But see, we have a work that we cannot stop doing. We have a work that we have to stay on the wall. That work is a work that we have to lead people to Jesus. That's the whole thing of that's the whole ministry, amen. Leading people to Jesus. Strengthening and encouraging people. That's our duty, amen. We have a Holy Ghost duty, and that duty is to do what Jesus said, amen. The Bible says, and I'm going to go run over there to Matthew real quick, and I'm speedballing already. It's helping. It helped me, so I pray and I hope that it helped you. Then he's pulling back there, going like this, telling me to slow down. He's my wind back there, and telling me to slow down, or I'll be out of breath. We said we got 20 minutes, and we get out the gate, and you get to running, and then you gotta slow down, all that good stuff, amen. I said all I had to say this, because I'm at that verse now. Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 18, the Bible says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, 'All power," I thank God for all power. The Bible says, "All power is given." That means it's granted unto me in heaven and in earth. "Go ye therefore," say that with me again. "Go ye therefore," what? "And teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." The first point we're going to talk about, we have to stay on the wall because of the work. Amen. Because of the work. We went out soul winning on Thursday, and thank God, I love going out with them on Thursday to go soul winning, amen. They ain't nothing like it. We got over there to, I don't know where we was, the street names changed. They don't have the numbers and everything. They got these brown things, and I guess it was honor, say it again. Honorary names and everything. So we was out there, amen. And we got to a house, and it's work, amen. It's work when you're out there, and it's hot and all that good stuff. We got out there, then We saw some girls on the porch, and as soon as they saw us come around the corner, they took off in the house and ran in the house and closed the door. So we went to the door anyway, amen, praise God. We went in there and knocked on the door, amen, and we got to knocking. We continued talking. We were standing for a couple minutes, and then we started walking off again. We heard one of the girls say she came to the door, but she saw us with his shirts on and ties on and all that good stuff, and she was like, Sierra, that's the girl who's back in the other room. She told us, Sierra, the door's for you. And so Sierra, she left, and she went, and they didn't come to the door, so we walked off. We went across the street, we knocked on some other door, and I looked back, and I saw somebody peeking out the shade. Amen. Look, they gonna run from you, amen, but we have a duty, amen. We gotta reach the lost, amen. She got the peeking through the window, and so we kept on going. We went down the street, and we ended up, all these people around there, they all knew each other, amen. So we gotta talk with them, we gotta discuss it with them, and we start sharing the word of God with them because it's work, amen. And we started showing them the gospel, and one of the girls, she went in the house, because the devil was always going to distract you, man. He's going to distract you and try to stop you from hearing hearing the word of God, amen. So she went in the house and we got to talking to one lady, and she was so important. She listened to everything we had to say. And then as the other girl went in the house, there was two more ladies going down the street. And because James was talking to the young lady, and so me and Terrence saw the other two coming up, and we're like, well, let's go talk to them. So we started walking, we started talking to them, but we didn't know they was walking to that same house that we were standing at. So we got them all on the porch, and we just talked with them and sharing the gospel with them. I can't remember now. It was two tough names, amen. It was one of them Bible names, in the Old Testament, over there in Judges type name. Anyway, we got to talk with them, and all three of them got saved, amen. I said all three of them got saved, amen. I thank God for salvation, amen. I can't get over what he did for me, amen. But it's a work, amen. So as we begin to leave, because I had to pick up my son, Jeremiah, he gets out of school at about 12:30, and we was in Harvey, amen. So if you don't know, that's about 20, 25, 30 minutes over from what? About 30 minutes driving the speed limit, amen. It's about 30 minutes over there. And so we got to going over there, and we got to talking. We started walking down the street to get back on in the van. And as we was going to the van, that same porch I was talking about earlier, it was a whole group of kids on that same porch. I won't say the kids. Some of them was probably older teenagers, and some was in their early 20s. So we went back over there, and as they saw us come around that corner, one of the girls tried to take off in the house again. But we tracked them down, amen. We was like, hey, whoa. We just want to talk to you. We not Jehovah Witnesses, amen. Praise God. We got the gospel, amen. We got Jesus on our side. So then we got to talk with them, got to share with them. And then, lo and behold, all these type of noise start happening. We got somebody they was getting a car towed. So the tow truck pulled up, and if you know, tow trucks are loud, amen. They got these big old truck. And so they started getting the car towed. And so bless James Harker. He was doing majority of talking. We was trying to, to stop the distractions around. So he's preaching on the front porch. That's what he was doing, because he was loud. And you got to speak over the truck, amen. The work is tough, but it's going to have distractions. It's going to have some discouragement, and it's going to have some deception, but praise God, we got the master on our side, amen. So he began to continue to talk to them, and as we went down the road, one of the girls, she heard a verse that we said, and it brings up memories. If you ever read the Word of God, start studying the Word of God, and those verses don't go void. So when you get over to Leviticus and you don't want to read the Bible and you want to stop reading, keep on reading a little further, amen, because those verses in a time is going to jump back to the front of your head right there, because Leviticus, Dennis helped me with reading and studying that. But as the long story short, they got saved on the porch, amen. I thank God that God still loves sinners, amen. He still loves sinners. But what if we would have came down? What if we would have saw them? And by the way, I did pick up my son about 15 minutes late. Mom, I'm sorry. But somebody had to get saved, amen. As long as somebody got saved, I believe that's all right, amen. You could pick up the child a little late from school. But what if we would have stopped? What if we just saw them kids, and we know they went to the house earlier. We know that they saw us, and then they kind of scattered and everything. What if we saw them and kept on walking? What if we would have kept on walking? That would have broke my heart had they not got saved. We have a duty. Keep on keeping on, amen, because it's the work. Go back to Nehemiah. Y'all probably still over there, but I'm not, amen. Nehemiah chapter number 6. Nehemiah chapter number 6. Not only is it work, but you're going to have people that's going to try to get in your way because they're wicked, amen. The Bible says in verse number 2, the Bible says that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. Why didn't they try to help them earlier? Because they're not trying to help them. Amen. They're not trying to help you. See, there's a saying, I don't know who says it, but if you can't help them, join them. That's kind of what, if you can't stop, can't beat them. Thank you. I'm saying all wrong. If you can't beat them, join them. So now they're trying to join hands. They're trying to get together and have a kumbaya and all. What was going to happen, they was going to get him in these different type of villages, which was about 16 miles away. They was going to kill him, man. They was going to stop. They was going to try to stop the word. But the Bible, I like what Nehemiah said. The Bible says, and I sent messengers unto them. He didn't go down to them. If he'd have went down to them, that means he would have stopped working. He would have been off the wall. The Bible says, and I sent messengers unto them saying, I am doing a great work. Let me stop right there. In this ministry, trying to reach lost souls and encourage the people that are saved, it's a work. It's a great work is the words that he said. I am doing a great work. I am doing a great, we need to hear that often, we need to hear it every day if we can. I am doing a great work so that what? I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it? Well, this is what he's saying. Why should I stop doing the work of God? You're going to sit here and try to have a meeting with me. You're going to try to discourage me. You're going to try to fill me with different types of deception, all those different things. No, what I'm going to do, I'm going to stay on track. I'm going to stay on the wall. I cannot come down. Why should the work cease? It's not going to stop. I won't let it stop. Why? Because God called me to do something and I'm going to continue it. And the Bible says, let's jump forward a little bit in verse number 15 so we can get to the end of the story if I don't get to it. The Bible says in verse number 15, the Bible says, so the wall was what? Finished in a 25th day. See, the wall was still completed. Even though there was people that's trying to discourage him, even though there were people that's trying to stop him, the Bible says, so the wall was finished. I start thinking about Paul in the New Testament. We're over there in Timothy, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. He said here, so the wall was finished. He didn't stop. He didn't get off the wall. He didn't get distracted, and trust me, you will get distracted. He didn't get off course, and trust me, you will get off course if you're not focused on God, if you're not focused on a duty. The Bible says, so the wall was finished. Now let's backtrack a little bit. Then the Bible says, in verse number 4, he says, yet they sent unto me, how many times? Four times after this sort. Can you imagine? You trying to do work. I don't know about you, but I get a little distracted. I get distracted easily. Amen. I do something that I don't like that I try to fight every single day. I do something called procrastination. I procrastinate. I get distracted easily. If my phone gets a beeping, it's like my I could be studying, I could be entrenched in the word of God. I'm trying to figure out. I got different rings, so I'm trying to figure out, is that Facebook? Is that Twitter? Is that my email? Is that my wife? If that's my wife, I need to go ahead and just, I just go ahead and double check, amen. If you married it, you know what I'm talking about, amen. I don't like getting threats. I like sleeping in my own bed, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says four different times. I might have got a little bit in the flesh. Had somebody trying to stop me from doing the work of God. But I thank God for what he did. The Bible says, yeah, after this sort, he said, yet they sent unto me four times after this sort. And I answered them after the same manner. He was steadfast. The Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the what? In the work. In the work, in the labor. So we ought to be steadfast. We ought to be unmovable and stay on the wall. Stay where God tells us to be. If God calls you a youth pastor, talk to myself here. How you look at yourself? I'm looking up. Look at be a youth pastor, amen. A pastor, if they call you to be a senior pastor, be a senior pastor. If you're a senior pastor, be a senior pastor. If you're a helping preacher pastor, whatever that means, help, amen. Stay on the wall. The Bible says in verses 6 through how much time I got? Amen. I don't know. Well, amen. in verses 6 through 9, all the different verses, 6 through 8, 6 through 9, part of verse 9, what's going on here? They sent a letter. They sent a letter, and they were trying to say that he was trying to be somebody he wasn't. And he was trying to be a king and be all the different things. And sometimes it happens when you're in the ministry. People get a little jealous. The devil don't like what you're doing because you're serving God. And they try to distract you, try to do all these different things. But we need to be steadfast and stay on the wall because it's God's will. Amen. Amen. If God call you to do something, bless God, do it. Amen. Just stay on the wall. If you look over there in Luke chapter number, I believe it's Luke chapter 22. If they try to distract and tempt Jesus, who are me and you? They'll try to do the same thing to me and to you. They'll try to distract us and stop us from doing the will of God. The Bible says in Luke chapter 22 and verse number 39, the Bible says this. And he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. Let's pause there for a second. If you get off the wall, you might have some people following you off of the wall. Amen. You might have some people, if they're walking and they're following after you, the Bible says, be ye followers of me while I'm also following Christ. That's the BC version, Brad Clayton verses. Amen. If they're following you and you decide to go off course, sometimes they might not know any better. That's double negative. Know any better. They might get off track of you. If you think about Peter, when he was over there, and he got a little discouraged, got a little defeated over there in John chapter, I believe it's chapter number 21. When he went a-fishing, the Bible says disciples also follow him. So if you're a leader, and all of us, men of God, preachers, wives, amen. If you're a leader, amen. You're a leader. Why? Because you're in that position. So if you're not focused, if you get off track, you cause people to follow you off track. But let's stay on the road, amen. Stay on that way in the stay center with God, amen. The Bible says in verse number 40, in Luke 22:40, the Bible says, And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. If Jesus tells you something, amen, do it. If he says something, do it, amen. The Bible says in verse number 31, he says, Simon, Simon, it's good for you to pay attention when God tells you, mention your name once. If he says it twice, hearken up and listen. Do what your mama says. You know how she grab your ear sometimes, you're not paying attention. She snatches it up like that. Pay attention. Why? Because the Bible says in verse 31, it says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee. I thank God for that. God butts in and he said, but I have prayed for thee. That what? That faith fail not. And when, he didn't say maybe so, he said, and when thou art converted, when you return, when you come on back, strengthen thy brethren. If you happen to get off the wall, now I pray to God that you don't. If you happen to get off the wall for a minute or two, or an hour, or 2 hours, a year, two years, come on back to the wall, amen. Get back on the battle. Get back on the battlefield. Get back on your duty, amen. And the Bible says, strengthen thy brethren. See, there might be also some people, and I thank God for Dennis and his testimony. What Dennis does, he'll tell you that he was out or he left, or however you want to quote it, the ministry for, what was it, believe, 10 years or something like that? Every time I see Dennis and he's telling his testimony, he's warning you, please, don't leave. Please, stay in. Why? Because I've been there. What is he doing? He's trying to strengthen the brethren. Stay on the wall. The Bible says, if you can't stay on the wall, if your hands get a little nimble, the Bible says in verse number 9, this is what Nehemiah says, that for they all made us afraid. He's admitting it. He's being real. Their hands shall be weakened from the work, that it be not done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Cure, put some strength in my hands. If you know anything about strengthen my, let's pray to God, go God, strengthen my hands. I'll finish up here. The Bible says, back in down verse number 15, so the wall was finished in the 20th and 5th day of the month of Elul in 50 and 2 days. Now, I'll paraphrase this ending part because I'm running out of time. The Bible says, I'll just read it. And it came to pass that when all our enemies, you listen to that, and all our enemies heard thereof, and all the heathen that were about us, were around us, saw these things, that they were much cast down in their own eyes. For they perceived that this work was wrought of our God. Stay on the wall, and the heathen just might get saved because of your work, because of what you're doing for God. Let's pray. Father God, Lord, we love you. I pray in the name of Jesus that you strengthen our hands. I pray that you help us to stay on the wall. Stay doing that duty. Stay reaching the lost. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. Stay on the wall. Amen. The enemy wants to get us off the wall, wants to distract us, and wants to stop working. Amen. So, preacher, how long do I stay on the wall? Until the work's finished. Amen. Until it's done. Amen. In our case, until we leave to go home and be the Lord Jesus Christ, or he comes back first for us. Amen. And that's when we stop. Amen. When the work is finished. While he was preaching, come on up here, Michael, we'll pull another name. While he was preaching, I thought about a friend of mine, and he's going through a difficult time right now, and the enemy's attacking him. Let me pull a name out of there, buddy. All right. What we got there? Amen. Brother Dennis Sampson. Amen. All right. Go ahead and get that to Brother Dennis so he can get hooked up. Come on. But the enemy's attacking him and trying to get him to quit. When you preach the word of God, God...